Good evening, everybody. I'm Pastor Quest Gatlin, and welcome to your home group. Thank you for being with us today. Tonight is going to be an incredible time. We're going to be talking about the power of words during times of trouble. So stay tuned. Don't go away. I'm telling you, we're going to have a great time. But listen, I'm not alone tonight. I've got an amazing panel that I'm very excited about. Number one, love to reintroduce you to my wife, Lauren Gatlin.
Hello.
Hello. Good to have you tonight. Yes, yes. You know, I'm going to be leaning over quite a bit, you know. But Miss Annette Taylor, welcome tonight. So glad to have
you. Good to have you, Annette.
Mr. Tim Fox.
Hey. Hey, everybody.
Good to be with you. Awesome. And the one and only Mr. Dale Mott.
That's it.
Love you guys.
Praise
good
God.
To see you.
So good to be with you. Listen, we're going to have a great time tonight and want to encourage you to get involved during the rest of this program. Listen, if you have questions, you have comments, here's what I want you to do. Listen, I've got an iPad with me. I want to interact with you. Okay, here's what I want you to do. I want you to text your questions, anything you got. All right, I want you to text your questions to 682-302-1301. Now, the information will be on the bottom of the screen, so you can text questions in as well as email your questions in at askhomegroup@govictory.com. Again, the information should be right there at the bottom of your screen. Listen, I want to invite you to join us on Facebook. Here's what I want you to do. If you're not following us on the Kenneth Copeland Ministries Facebook, I want to encourage you to do that. On top of that, I want you to go check out the Victory Channel's Facebook. We're on Facebook at the Victory Channel, but also for all of you Instagrammers out there, you can check out the Victory Channel on Instagram as well. Now, here's what I want you to encourage you to do. If you have questions, I want to engage with you. We want to engage with you throughout the course of tonight's program. Also want to encourage you, if you need prayer, concerning anything, I want to encourage you to pick up the phone and call in tonight at 877-281-6297. Now, that number is going to come up quite frequently, of course, throughout the program so that you can engage, you can call in. Listen, we love to link arms with you in faith concerning anything. The Word of God says this, where two or more agree on earth concerning what? Anything, all right? And so here's what we want to do. We want to agree with you concerning anything. Man, morning prayer has been awesome.
Yep.
Victory update has been incredible. And so we're just so excited to have you on the program with us tonight. Well, listen, we're going to be talking about words. We're going to be talking about the power of words. And, you know, Dale, we were talking about this a little bit before the show, but, you know, we live in such an interesting time. And I don't think interesting is quite the word to describe, describe it. But, you know, people are dealing with so many things. It's one thing after another, after another, after another. And I think it's so important that we're intentional about our words, how we respond versus react to some of these things. How do we go about doing that with our words? And so whether it's negative or positive circumstances, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, your words have power.
Yes, sir.
Your words have the ability to create your reality. Negative or positive, it's your choice, and you are the prophet of your own life. Your words are like seeds. Yes. Amen. Dale, we had some great conversations before we started the program today, but
you know, when we get our invitation to do the broadcast, and we see this, it says, okay, this is going to be what we're going to be talking about tonight. It's that puts us on a path of study.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
And all these different areas. So the path of study tonight is the power of your words in troubled times.
That's it.
The path of your troubles. So there's several examples through the Word of God of people, not just you, but our fathers of faith in Scripture that are in troubled times. So we're in troubled times, and they were up against the wall, right?
Yeah.
So my first one we always go to is Abraham. Or that's the first one I go to, right? Because he's the father of our faith.
Yeah.
He's examples. Yeah. So he comes back from war with the kings, right? In the Valley of the Kings. And he makes covenant with Melchizedek. But then he's back home, and the Lord shows up. So the Lord says, hey, I'm going to bless you. You know, he doesn't use those words. We're paraphrasing. And the first thing that comes out of Abraham's mouth was surprising to me. He says, you ain't done nothing for me.
Wow.
You ain't done nothing. This is the first words. Brother Colton talks about first words. So first words out of Abraham's mouth is, you haven't given me a child, and the slave in my house is my heir.
Wow.
So that's called honesty.
Yes.
Right? So, you know, what's in your heart, what's it say? The law of cause and effect. That's because true. Of what's in your heart,
that's right.
causes the effect in yeah. your life. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Abraham had this cause in his heart. He's like, I ain't got a kid. I just got back from war. I don't know if I'm going to war tomorrow. I got no kid to leave my property to.
Yeah.
And the Lord corrected him right then. He said, no. Now there's power. There's That's a powerful power. Word.
Mm-hmm.
No, you're going to have a child of your own loins. So if you don't have a word from the Lord, you better get one.
That's true.
And that's what Abraham got. But he was honest with the Lord. So,
so good.
I get honest with the Lord and I say, God, listen, this is what it's looking like for me. He says, well, you're not looking at it from where I'm looking at it, Dale. This is what I got to say. I showed up in the beginning and I looked at the universe and it was jacked up.
Yeah.
And he said,
that's it.
This is the first word is light be. Yes. So he introduced that first word. He said, this is the word we're going to start working with.
That's it.
So, you know, that's just a little bit, you know.
Yeah.
So we're here tonight to tell you got to get a word from the Lord.
That's
so
it.
You'll have something to do battle with.
I think most of us get caught up in speaking what we see.
That's right.
Naturally. That's the problem.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Naturally.
Yeah. Naturally.
Right. We too often get caught up speaking what we see.
Yep. Yeah.
Instead of speaking what God said, you look at Joshua and the walls of Jericho.
Right,
a story everyone's heard for the most part. If you've grown up in church or you've heard enough good preaching, you know Joshua facing the battle of Jericho. You look at Caleb addressing the spies for the promised land.
Yeah,
they came back speaking what they said versus what they saw versus what God said.
What God
There's so
said.
Much power. Caleb quieted everybody, hey, and began to speak what God said
what everyone
wow. saw.
Right.
Yeah. Wow. So there's so much power. I want to share this with you.
Yeah.
Deuteronomy chapter 30 and verse 19. If you don't have your Bibles, I want to encourage you, open your Bible with us tonight. Maybe you've got an app on your phone. However you're joining us in the Word, I just want you to do so. Deuteronomy 30 and verse 19, it reads this, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I have set before you. Listen, you ready? Two words.
Yep.
Life
yep.
and death.
Yep.
Blessing and cursing. Therefore, choose life that both you and your seed may live.
Amen.
This is what's so interesting to me, Tim, is when you choose life, that scripture mentions you and your seed.
That's right.
Right.
So I would venture to say, based on the Word of God, that your words are powerful, not just
your words are seed.
They're seed.
That's right.
And they're a weapon.
Praise God. They're seed and a weapon.
That's right.
They're a seed.
Come on. They're seed and a weapon.
So I love planting seed.
That's it.
So in that, if you plant a seed of life, what kind of tree you get?
I'm going to get the tree of life.
You're going to get the tree of life.
Now, what if you plant a seed of death?
I'm going to get death.
So then, if that's all you ever planted, what are you going to be eating all your life?
Yeah.
You're going to be eating death.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be eating death.
You know, we've heard this teaching, most of us have, all of our lives.
Come on.
And we've heard it said a lot of different ways. I recently heard Pastor Arthur Ward from Rock City Harvest Church in Sherwood, Arkansas. He said it this way. He said, you can be your own best friend.
Oh, that's good.
Or you can be your own worst enemy.
Yeah.
You can literally talk yourself to life.
Yes.
Or you can talk yourself to death.
Yes. That's right.
It's all what comes out of here.
That's it.
And you were talking a while ago about talking to God. You know, the Lord doesn't mind if you're honest with Him.
Right. Oh, Lord.
He already knows what's in your heart anyway.
So
it's actually better for you if you're honest with Him. Just go ahead and be honest with Him. Lord, I'm having trouble believing this. I don't get this.
Yeah.
You're not going to offend the Lord.
No, that's right.
You are not going to offend Him and you're not going to make Him mad.
That's right.
He wants you to learn.
Yes. What, you're giving away that burden.
That's exactly right.
You're not going to go right back to it, though. You can't stay in that, you know?
Yeah,
that's good. That's what's so good about that scripture. It said, drag those things out into the light might be manifest. So if I want, you know, it's like I go to a doctor because I want some light on this situation.
Yes.
Well, he says, well, what's the problem? If I won't ever tell him the problem,
right.
he can't show any light on that situation.
That's right.
And bring it to manifest. Well, this is what it is, Dale,
that's
because
good.
This is
yes.
Well, let me tell you a little bit about that over there. Oh, you want to bring that up too. I mean, the Lord will work as deep as you want Him to work.
That's right.
That's true.
But I feel like so many people feel like they either they can't or they don't know how to be honest with God. You know, in times of prayer, I feel like we often bring our laundry, which is okay.
Yeah.
Our laundry list of issues and concerns and you name it, and in realizing that God already knew that before you brought it to Him.
Yeah.
Which is there's so much revelation in that in and of itself. Yeah. But the fact that God already knowing what you're bringing to the table and Him looking back at you like, now what are you going to do in response?
Yeah.
You with faith-filled words, faith-filled actions in response to your current situation.
And those are also His words. So
that's
you
exactly
have to know His word to respond to that.
You got to have that in your heart.
That's
right. You got to keep sowing that down in
there.
Yeah. It's called treasuring up the word.
That's
right?
By the way, we've all had this issue.
Yes.
You know, none of us sitting here have got
You're
it all.
You're not too saved to deal with this,
none
are
of us
you
have got it all figured out. I love that about Dale, and I've known Dale for many, many years, but
I got a lot of issues.
The one thing, that's true. Now, that
no,
too.
Lord, I'm a,
that too. But he is never too proud to be honest with God and say, I just don't get this. This stinks, whatever, you know. And that's Dale has that kind of relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
Jesse Duplantis has that same kind of relationship. We've heard him for years talk about how he talks to the Lord. And I'm telling you, when you can get to that place where you're not afraid to tell God what you're really thinking, although He already knows it, I think you're getting rid of it. It's more about you getting rid of it than you're telling Him something He doesn't know.
So good.
Exactly.
Well, listen,
there's so much on that.
There's so much
to stay on that for such a long time.
And listen, we're
about
going to
rid
stay
of it,
on
about getting rid of it.
No, just about how speaking to God.
And being honest. Well, look, Abraham was honest when
That's
God
right.
showed up and said, "I'm going to bless you," and He said, "You ain't done nothing for me." That was honesty.
That's right.
Right?
Yes.
Now, he was living out of that belief in his heart.
Yeah.
Until we get a word, we can't change a belief.
That's it.
Until I get a revelation that what I'm believing is a lie,
that's
I'm going to live in that rascal.
That's what I was saying earlier.
Here's the deal. In that vein, somebody texted in a few moments ago, and this will help us segue into a question that came in. So don't lose this, okay? Somebody texted a few moments ago, and the question was this. I discover God will open a door for me, and my words mess the whole thing up. Mm. My words, speaking negativity, will often shut that door, or the door will either shut, or you can convince yourself from out of walking through that door.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sometimes it's better to keep your mouth shut.
Elaborate.
Absolutely. Tell us more. Tell us more.
It's called zipper.
Is she talking to me right now?
No.
Tell us more about that.
Okay. I mean, I have some notes in here.
This is good.
But I'll comment on that while you're looking.
Yeah.
Sometimes you ever feel like maybe it is better that I say nothing? Mm-hmm. And this is something I found interesting. You may have to stop yourself from saying the wrong thing.
You bet.
And I think most of us might actually fall into the trap of saying nothing, knowing what we're supposed to say.
Yeah.
That's
remembering
a problem
that,
too.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Remembering you create
yes.
with your words. Now listen to this.
Mm-hmm.
You may create with your silence as well.
You do.
I know it might sound, but think about the power that is in your mouth.
Yeah.
You know, and so I think, am I just as guilty for knowing faith-filled words and choosing not to speak them?
Yeah.
What I do, when I've come to the conclusion that I have to talk to somebody that knows more than me. Now, does that make any sense to us when God showed up at the beginning of the universe that He spoke light? No.
Mm-mm.
He knew exactly what to say.
Mm-hmm.
You know, He knew exactly what to say. So when I run into a situation, Tim, Annette, Lauren,
Quest.
I go to the Lord and I say, Lord, I'm in this situation. I know that You can give me a word that will produce faith so that I have something to operate from.
Mm-hmm.
And then He'll give me a word to meditate.
Mm-hmm.
Like the last word He gave me when I hurt my back, and it was in pain for 6 months.
Wow.
Right? But the word He gave me was recovery. That was the word that I meditate and I literally don't know the day that it stopped hurting.
Wow.
Right?
Yeah.
I wake up one morning, I go, you know, I don't think my back has hurt for a couple months. But He gave me, now, you know, so was that was the word for me that He ministered. So that's the key, is a one-on-one relationship with I like what Jesus Christ said, of course. He's God's son. He knew what to say. He said, My word is life and light. It's spirit, and I walk in the hearts of men with these words. Mm-hmm. Now, this is if there's children at home, you might want to cover their ears. But those words are these words when you translate those words.
Yeah.
My words are sperma.
Right.
And it goes into the heart of man, which is the womb of your spirit that recreates the word
so good.
In your life.
Yeah. So good.
That's what that means. It's the actual
creation.
DNA creative thing that I put into the womb of your spirit.
Wow.
And you become
so
pregnant
good.
With this. Yeah. And then you look at what you look at it, seed, time, harvest.
Right.
It took me about 4 months to birth recovery.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so good.
So recovery was the word, the sperma, into the heart level, the womb level of me.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That eventually worked out through me and the birth of recovery happened.
So good.
What did you do between the time you got that word and
I said it all the time.
You,
I said that when pain would hit me, I'd go, well, thank God I feel.
That's right.
And thank God I have a word that says I recover.
Amen.
I am in the midst of recovery.
Yes. That's it.
I'm in the midst of it.
Every time you felt pain or discomfort in your body, you know, we might be talking about.
We might be talking to somebody who's sick right now.
That's exactly right. We might be speaking to somebody who's dealing with something in your body or maybe a financial situation, whatever it is. Anytime we experience that, the second you get that urge to respond,
that's
and
right.
you will.
Yes, you will.
You will.
Yes.
To that situation.
That's right.
It's an opportunity to speak victory, health, healing, and freedom over that situation. I want to encourage you to do that. Listen, we're gonna keep going on this. And listen, I'm getting so many wonderful text messages. We're going to be addressing some of these over the next few moments. And listen, if you're watching, maybe you're just jumping on the program right now, I want to encourage you to pick up the phone. You can text in questions. I've got my iPad right here. There's going to be information at the bottom of the screen there. I want you to text your questions into 682-302-1301. You could also email, if you're more comfortable with that, at askhomegroup@govictory.com. Again, the information is right at the bottom of the screen. Listen, Brother Copeland's got a word that we want to share with you.
This is good.
And I don't want you to miss this. Listen, why is it so important to keep speaking over your situation? Stay with us and find out.
Oh, this is good.
Whatsoever thing you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. The Amplified translation, for she said, the Amplified classic says, she kept saying. She kept saying. She didn't just say it once. She kept saying, 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 she kept saying. What's she saying? If I but touch his clothes, I'll receive it. I will have it. Don't ever quit saying it.
Yeah.
Praise God. Don't ever quit saying it. Don't ever quit speaking the word. What? A powerful word. It's stirring me up. I'm telling you, in the power of your words. That's what we're talking about on today's program. The power of your words, the ability to create your reality based on the power available to us via the Word of God, that Holy Spirit in operation in our lives. Miss Annette, you know, I think that there's people watching literally from all over the world with questions. How do my words create anything? You know, I can just say anything and it doesn't change anything. Tell us a little bit about, in the same vein, you know, that Dale was speaking on about the ability to create, not just speak to your now, but speaking to your future.
Oh, that's good.
Well, you've got to hear the Word of God to change the words that is death. Mm-hmm. Most people speak that before they know what the Word of God says, they're speaking a lot of death. But don't realize that you're speaking death until we hear this good news of gospel.
Wow.
And once I heard the good news of the gospel, what did I have to do? What do you have to do? You've got to get into His Word. You have to renew your mind to His Word.
Yes.
And then you bring that Word. It becomes a belief. The more you stay in it, the more you meditate on it, you dwell on it, you ponder it, you go to bed thinking about it, you wake up thinking about it.
Yes.
And you, the more you're meditating on this and thinking on this Word, this Word is creating that baby.
Yeah, it's making that baby.
On the inside of you.
Good word, Dale. Yeah. That was a great word.
Yes.
You can literally, physically feel.
Yes, you
Amen.
Can.
Amen.
Yeah.
Yes.
That ha-ha-ha moment that you know, okay, there it is.
Yeah. Yes.
And you stay with it. See, you got to, I heard Brother Copeland say this, I don't know, sometime this week, because I hear him a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You got to hear the truth. You got to believe the truth. You got to receive the truth.
Yes.
Then go act like it's so.
So it's not enough just to know it.
Yeah.
You it doesn't stop
the
there.
Knowing has to become your reality.
Mm-hmm.
And that don't happen overnight.
That's right.
But the good news is the more you stay with it, the more it becomes your reality.
Yeah.
So the key is that bringing this Word to become our reality, and it starts once you hear it, you believe it, then you got something in there to work on.
It's like looking at that plate plate of food on your table.
Yeah. Yeah.
I know that plate of food is going to feed my hunger.
That's right.
If I don't reach out there and consume it, it's not going to. Just like you know what's in this Word can help you, but if you don't get in it and find out what's in it.
I think Pastor George used a similar description of that with satellite, like the signals.
Yeah.
You have to have a receiver to get it.
Yes.
They're all the time.
Listen, I use the analogy of a kink in a hose.
Absolutely.
Mm. You know, the water's on, man. You know, you can run that water through your hose and down your lawn. And if you've ever washed your car the way, listen, I'm one of those guys. Okay, I wash my car and I mow my own lawn.
Well,
I'm
bringing my car to your house.
Yeah. I'm one of them. Okay. But if you ever had a kink in your hose, some of you, you know, maybe you have no idea what I'm talking about, but you may fire up that water and it may be coming through that hose until there's some sort of blockage and kink.
Mm.
In that hose, causing that water not to come through to you.
Okay.
Now here, that's an amazing, go ahead. Absolutely.
Okay, but the Word is working in you.
That's it.
And people say, well, I don't feel it. Well, it's not a feeling.
There you go.
It has to become your knowing that it's in there. Well, my heart is my incubator.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's your womb. That sure is.
It's my heart. Is the womb of my
spirit, man.
My spirit, my belief is there.
So
my,
good.
It's your garden.
You can't make this happen. You let it happen.
That's right.
By believing it and letting it. Then that when trouble comes, you know what to do in trouble.
Yeah. Amen.
Otherwise, you're wiped away.
Yeah.
But now when trouble does come, if you've spent some time putting the Word of God in your heart, you're going to know what to do when trouble comes.
Yes, you are.
That's right.
Yes,
and it's not going to cower down and run away.
Yeah.
If you do, praise God, He's still with you, and He'll help you up.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, you can be strong in the Lord and the power of His might that's coming up out of me.
Yes.
But it comes with renewing this mind to this Word and listening to good, solid teaching.
Yeah.
You don't want to hear, you know.
Come on. That's right.
I was raised
full
in church my whole life.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I knew Jesus saves.
Mm-hmm.
I knew that God so loved the world.
Mm-hmm.
I knew all of the Scriptures, but I had a practical truth of it, but no revelation of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when Brother Copeland came preaching the reality of redemption, if you want to grow quickly, you can grab hold of some CDs that Brother Copeland teaches on classic redemption.
Yeah.
I mean, trust they're still out there.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Classic redemption. Find out about the sower sows the Word.
Amen.
Yeah.
Because those are scriptures that you hear them because you've never heard anything
that's
like
right.
this.
That's right.
But you've got to hear the word. You're going to have to find
grows.
Good, solid teachers
that's right.
that are teaching the word.
Yep.
Doesn't mean they're better than my Baptist pastor
I'm
was.
Telling you what.
He just knew
Come
more.
On. Yeah.
He
yeah.
knew more. So when you know more, there's required more
Amen.
Of you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
renew
you're
your
right.
mind to this word.
There's a,
and it'll take you.
Amen.
Can
many
I touch
players.
On something
Absolutely
you said?
Right.
Can I touch on something
yeah.
you said? You said the sower. Sows
the word.
The word. So here's Jesus Christ. He says he's the ultimate sower.
Yeah.
He says, I walk in the hearts of men and I sow. Mm-hmm. So he did a lot of that sowing through teaching. All right?
Mm-hmm.
So this is the teaching that he said. He said, if you'll believe this. So what's he doing? He's trying to get you to believe
yeah.
something. He said, believe this. He said, you can speak to a tree and tell it what to do,
mm-hmm.
and it'll obey you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's a belief. That was the belief that he was sowing in your heart. He's saying, believe this, and that's what we're teaching you tonight.
That's so good.
And he taught in parables.
He taught on parables,
and they were simple.
They were simple.
The simple.
But
they were meant to be simple. And in a minute, we're going to talk about the mind-mouth connection.
Oh.
But before we leave, I want to just throw one statement on this conversation, and
right.
that's this. Let the dirt do its work.
That's it.
That's right.
Seeds were meant to stay in the dirt.
Yep.
Right.
And you are going to water that seed or you're going to dig it up.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes, you're going to dig that thing up or
yep.
you're going to water it. Let the dirt do its work. Brother Copeland was talking about sticking. Stick to it. You say it. You stick with
it. I got a scripture.
How do you
for
build
that.
Muscle? Repetition. I think there is tremendous
yes.
Power, not only yep. in the ability to say something right once, but to say the right thing
yeah.
over and over
yeah.
and over
again. No matter how crazy it gets.
That's
yeah.
exactly right. You just say it anyway, like Joshua did.
It.
That's right.
Yeah.
yeah. You protect it just like you do that seed. And when it's there, you let the dirt do its work. Let the Word of God, the dirt of the Word of God, let it do its job. Really,
yeah.
that's what it's meant to
yeah,
do.
Yeah, the heart realm.
Amen.
So,
yeah.
It's the heart realm.
So good. Listen, we're talking about the power of the tongue today, and we're so excited you've joined us. Listen, I've got a clip I want to share with you of Brother Kenneth and Miss Gloria Copeland, all right? The Word says He satisfies our mouth with good things. What does that mean? What does it mean? Watch this clip from Brother Copeland and let's find out together.
Amen.
Who redeems your life from destruction? You mean Jesus redeemed my life from destruction. That's exactly what I mean. Now, this benefit needs to be activated. So now, how do you do this? Let's read down into, let's look at that fifth verse and then we'll come back into that fourth verse again. The fifth verse, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagle. You notice things are in italics in the King James Bible.
Yeah.
That's not talking about food. It's referring to words. The Hebrew word for a thing is word. The Hebrew word for word is thing. They're one and the same. The root is one and the same. Because all things were created from and had their
yeah,
root in
right.
the Word
Absolutely.
Of God. Mm-hmm. Now, hold your place there and let's look in the book of Proverbs in the 18th chapter. Verse 21, death and life are in the power of the tongue. They that love it shall eat the fruit thereof.
Wow.
Praise God. They that love it will eat the fruit thereof. There's something about living with the reality of the, living with the reality, the words that you're speaking, living with the fruit of the words you're speaking. And so here's a question I have for you on tonight's program. Are you happy with the fruit falling off the tree of your mouth? And that's what we're talking about. Now, listen, in just a few minutes, we're going to talk about the mind-mouth connection, but I also want to talk about the heart-mouth connection.
Yeah.
The Word of God says that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Jesus had to have believed what he said when he said what he said. And you look at some of the training with the disciples, you know, training them, listen, you've got to believe what you're saying.
Yeah.
Or it won't manifest.
Right.
Is that right?
That's right.
Tim, tell us a little bit about that.
Oh my gosh.
There's so much to say.
Yeah.
No, let's take a second and I want to address, because we're getting so many questions, text messages, comments are coming in from all over.
Yeah.
And people are asking about the connection between your mind and your mouth, thinking
I can tell
it
you that one.
And speaking it. Yeah. Well, go ahead, Dale.
You want me to tell you that?
Yeah, okay, go ahead.
I teach a whole class on this as a next place.
Yeah.
So the heart realm, all right, the heart realm, the belief system realm, it gets information from two places. All right. It's either getting information from the soul.
It's good.
Right. It's getting information from your logic, from your emotions. All right. Or it's getting information from God, from the Spirit. Jesus said, I entered into your heart from the Spirit side. And when I got in there, I sowed my seeds. But I noticed there were some other things growing in there. The cares of life, the deceitfulness of riches, the lust of other things.
That's good, Dale.
But that all came up from the soul side into the heart. So if we drew this, we could put the spirit here, we could put the heart here, and we could put the soul here. So if you can understand where you're getting your information from, if you can live in a conscious state.
That's right.
And say, I'm living off of soul realm information right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to do this, this, and this, and this. And that could be, you know, and then you could have other issues in your heart realm that you believe that reaffirm that, right? Or that's a man that is living disconnected from the Father.
That's right.
So, but if you're connected to the Father.
That's good, Dale.
That and you believe in your heart that He loves you, and He'll give you any answer that you need a question. Need an answer for, right? Then you work with God from your spirit man.
Yeah.
You don't work with God from your soul realm.
That's right.
Your soul realm exists to collect information from the outside world.
That's good. Yes.
That's what it does, right? Yes. But if you make all your beliefs and decisions based on the outside world, you're confused.
You are.
Because let me give you the definition of the outside world. This is really good. The outside world, when the word world is, means cosmos. And this word cosmos means creation or temporary.
Mm-hmm.
So if I'm using my soul, all I'm doing is collecting temporary information. That's all changeable.
That's right.
That's all changeable. So I'm so glad it's changeable. I'm encouraged that it's changeable
when I look at
a situation.
Yes.
Because what changes the temporary?
Yeah.
That's right.
It's the Word of God that you get from God that put in your heart to speak out to those situations in the soul realm.
That's right.
And say, no, here's a word for you. No.
That's right.
God said, no,
this ain't happening.
Yes. This is what the Lord said to me. He will protect me. He will guide me. He will comfort me.
That's
He'll give me any answer. So you speak back to the outside world, but from a higher position. You're working with God, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
From the spirit side. Jesus said, I entered into the hearts of men, but my words are spirit and they are truth.
That's right.
I work from spirit to heart to soul.
That's right.
To brain to body to the outside world.
Yeah.
So if you're collecting information, collect it from God.
That's right. What you're effectively doing, Tim, it's a Romans chapter 4 situation.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Tell me
about it. You're speaking things that be not. As though they were.
Because God said it.
Because God said it.
Oh, that's good.
So if God said it, I say it.
Faith sees the end result. We've talked about that so many times throughout this ministry on this broadcast. Let's bring it down to modern day, where we are sitting right now.
Do it, Tim.
When you look at what's going on in our country, around the world, the tendency would be in your head would be to say, there is no answer for this.
Yeah.
We are doomed. We can't get through this.
Right. Mm.
But the Word of... That's why people make fun of us and we get criticized. But I'm going to tell you something. The only answer to what we're dealing with in our country today is this.
Yes.
Is the Word of God and the faith that people of faith bring to the table.
Yeah.
Because your tendency would be to say, well, we're doomed. But that's not what the Word of God says, and that's not what's in here.
Well, we're living in the end times,
Tim. Well, we are.
This is,
we are.
And we are.
We are.
But how do you speak to that? Yeah.
Because God sees us the way He created us to be
in His
successful,
image.
In His
yes.
image.
Yes.
And so when you look at what's going on in our country today, you think to yourself, well, I don't know. But in your heart, and that's when it's got to come out of your mouth, I believe that Jesus is the answer.
That's it.
To what we're dealing with.
So
and
good.
This came to me the other day. Love never fails.
Right.
That's what we have as believers, that love never fails. Mm-hmm. And whatever situation you're dealing with in life, start with love.
Yeah.
Start with love, because love will direct you through this thing,
yes.
and love will bring you to the answer.
Yeah,
that's right.
But if you notice one thing, the news media, the system's doing, the world system, which is not our system.
Right, yeah. Right.
They're speaking this stuff. They keep this stuff
keep
going over
it.
And They're over and over
yep.
and over.
That's right.
They keep. You have to keep speaking something over and over and over.
That's it.
Until people begin to believe everything mm-hmm. that they're seeing. They don't see the answer. They see the problem.
That's it.
And on the other side of what's going on here, we the church, it's our place, our responsibility to stand up and to declare over and over mm-hmm. and over and over. It's just like the preaching. Everywhere you go, there's got to be preaching. There's another voice going out there.
Yes.
And we're that voice. But if you notice everything, it's just the same stuff every day, over and over and over and over.
That they know
they've got it figured out. And they say it to people believe it.
Well, they understand the word. The word of the day.
Yes. You know?
And see, it was back in Hitler's day.
Yeah.
When Who was his thing? Gorham or something like that was his name. Said, tell a lie long enough until people believe it.
Yeah.
Well, see, we're telling the truth long enough to you and I will believe this truth.
That's right.
And we put a stop to this thing.
That's right.
That's trying to destroy this world. But the church is responsibility is to stand up and to declare righteousness will be exalted in this nation.
Yeah. And Mr.
And
so
we
good.
Will see this thing
people
come to an
end. People want the truth right now.
They want truth.
People are looking for the truth.
They want truth, but they've got to
have to do it with our words.
Yeah. You've got to shut the darkness
out. I'll tell you what people are looking for. People are looking for an escape door from all the fear.
Yes. Yeah.
People are fed up with being, and they may not even say that, but I think people deep down, I think there's so much fear rooted in what we say, what we speak. Pastor George Pearson says this constantly. He says that faith speaks the desired result, not the dreaded outcome. And here's what I want to do. In fact, speaking of Pastor George, I want you to see this clip of Pastor George in just a moment. We're gonna throw a little bit of a curveball here. We're gonna be talking about faith versus fear, where words are concerned. But in that vein, I want to bring it home. Literally, I want to talk about leading, guiding our children and our homes,
that's good.
Avoiding the spirit of fear and leaning into a spirit of faith. Watch this video from Pastor George Pearson's. We'll be right back.
This 112th Psalm. What an amazing psalm that is. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord, fear as in honor, that delights greatly in His commandments. I delight greatly in the commandment of God, to love and to fear not. I just delight in it. I take delight in it. His seed shall be mighty upon the earth. The generation of the upright shall be blessed. Wealth and riches shall be in his house, and his righteousness endures forever. Unto the upright there arises light in the darkness. He's gracious and full of compassion and righteous. A good man shows favor and he lends. He'll guide his affairs with discretion. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be in everlasting remembrance. He shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. My heart is fixed on the Lord. My heart is fixed on Him. I am trusting Him. I'm believing Him. I'm receiving from Him. My heart is fixed on the Lord. My heart is established. He shall not be afraid. till he see his desires upon his enemies. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid of the future. I'm not afraid of tomorrow. I'm embracing all that God has and all that he wants to do for you, for us, for this church, for this ministry. What a plan. What a plan that he has. What a plan that he has for you. And everything is going to be all right. Everything's going to be all right. If you obey that command to fear not, if you take your stand of faith and refuse the spirit of fear, as you walk in love, walk in the knowledge of the love that God has for you, then you'll find yourself in a place of total freedom. Oh, it's a wonderful place to be. Say this after me. I declare today, in Jesus' name, I am free from fear. I am full of faith. Jesus defeated the fear of death. Therefore, I'm redeemed from the curse of death and the curse of fear. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I obey the command to fear not. I take my stand. I refuse to fear. I walk in the love of God. Perfect love. Developed love. Perfected love. Of the Father's love towards me. Cast out all fear. Fear, I cast you out. In the name of Jesus. I declare Psalm 27:1. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Now lift your hands and let's give glory to the Lord right now. Come on, give him glory.
Praise God. That's what we're doing. We are giving him glory. Listen, if you're joining us today, we're so thankful to have you on today's program. We're talking about the power of words, speaking faith against fear. And, you know, unless you've kind of been living under a rock, you do realize this is a trying time for many. And so I want to encourage you to text in questions. And we're going to dig into a few of these throughout the remaining minutes of the program. But text in your questions to 682-302-1301. Now, the information is going to be right there at the bottom of the screen. If email is more comfortable for you, hey, we're just happy to engage. Ask homegroup at govictory.com. You know, we were just talking about freedom over fear, freedom from fear, and the way our words play a massive part in leading our homes where fear, you know, Lauren and I, we have five, count them, five. I lost my breath for a minute.
Don't
there.
Say that.
No, I'm kidding. But we have five amazing kids, and it really is. It is quite the task, as you can imagine, to speak life and to continue nurturing and guiding our children. And so I comment on that for a moment about leading young ones with questions about what's going on in the world today.
Yeah, I think our kids are young enough to where they are not proactively asking us, if
right.
that makes
what's
sense.
Going on, yeah.
What's going on? But I took our daughter Sage out the other day and I had to explain to her what was going on. Like, just in case we were to bump into something, you know, with the other, you know, protesting and different things that are going on, what was going on. And I had to do it in a way that she could understand.
What did she say? How'd she respond?
She was just like, okay. Didn't, okay. No, but I protected the way I said it
right.
to her
yeah.
because
right.
I didn't want to instill fear in her.
You
I
watched
was
your
just,
words.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
and
yeah,
we prayed before we went
words.
Into the store. Yeah. Yes, and that's so good. Just so she felt a comfort and a peace
yeah.
on her. And we were just talking about
yeah.
graduates and different things where
yeah.
these
the,
young
the
ones
the fear of what's next in
are,
life.
Yes, they're
sure.
now adults. They're coming into this world that is new to all of us. Mm-hmm. And
yeah.
there's a lot of things that they have to come against.
So you instill faith into mm-hmm. your children by the way you respond.
Yes, mm-hmm. and it's parents' responsibility to do that.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean leaving the news on all the time. I don't have that on. Right, we don't have that on in our house. Yeah.
I think there's something to say about cultivating the atmosphere of your home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, we have, you know, our six-year-old Justice James, you know, he'll say, and he's not saying a bad word per se, but it might be something negative he heard from another kid at school mm-hmm. or whatever. I do believe that it's our responsibility as mm-hmm. parents to Good cultivate God. That. And in that training,
yeah. yeah,
right, it's such times of seed, times of training of, you know, buddy, we don't say yeah. that, and here's why.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. exactly.
You know?
That's right. exactly right. You know, the funny thing, it's an overused phrase that, you know, there's not a book written to tell you how to parent. Well, other than this book,
right.
that yes. book will tell you.
Yeah,
you can control. You can't control what they hear and see when they're outside of your home, but if you're doing your part mm-hmm. while they're in your home,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
teaching them a lot of the things that we're talking about tonight, when they get outside of your home, they will know how to process those things.
That's right.
Okay, that's fear talking.
Yeah,
and I wasn't taught fear. I was taught faith. So my faith tells me I'm going to speak to that. I mean, it's amazing yeah. the things so, that you can do.
When kids get that in them, that right and wrong,
yeah.
that this is faith, that's fear,
right.
yes.
yeah. we can learn from them.
Absolutely.
Honestly, yeah, it's just so true. Pure in the correcting of yep. their
that's
friends.
Right.
Just,
yes.
oh, no,
yeah,
we
be
don't
careful.
Say that in my
Be
house.
Careful, yeah. Adam. You teach them.
So you're going to create the wrong thing, right?
I don't know about you out there, any of you other mothers and fathers, but have your kids ever used what you taught them against you?
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit. Recently, yes.
So the word of God is true,
it
and you
is.
Can speak that from that perspective.
That's
if,
right.
if you're a parent,
yeah.
Yeah.
the word says, if I train up a child in the way he should go,
yeah.
guess what?
That's right.
When he's older, and yeah. he's older now.
Yeah.
Maybe you got some older children.
Yes.
He'll return. He shall not depart from it. So you can apply those words full of faith, but
That's
and you've
right.
got permission to say them.
Yeah.
Why? Because the word said it.
That's right.
The
and
word
hold on
said
to that.
Yeah,
because
exactly.
There are people
then
right
use
now
your
whose
faith
kids,
for that word.
Some right yes. now there's people yes. whose kids aren't where they're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, you all have young children.
Hey,
I've got 30-year-olds.
Yes. Yeah.
Tim's
hey,
got 25.
Listen, somebody
yeah.
just texted in and they said, this is not a parent. You know, we're talking about parent. Maybe you're not a parent.
Right.
Somebody just said, I'm a recent graduate. And
praise
with
God.
All of the instability and the mm-hmm. and the fear in the world, there's mm-hmm. so much concern and fear about where to put one foot in front of the other.
Yeah.
How do we
here's the scripture.
How do we not just regard it, but speak to it, Dale?
Here's the scripture right
yeah.
here for you. It's 2 Peter, 2nd chapter. All right. And we're talking about this. It's in verse 7. So write all that down. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 7. And delivered just Lot, vexed with filthy conversation of the wicked. So Lot is around people that is vexing him. He's vexed in his soul, man. He's vexed in his experience. For the righteous man dwelleth among them. You're living among them. We're living among them, right?
Mm-hmm.
And seeing and hearing, it vexed his righteous soul.
Mm-hmm.
It gave him soul trouble because of what
wow.
he's seeing.
That's true.
So you're going to have to see a different thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're going to have to see the Lord. You're going to have to look through all these
that's
situations.
That's a decision you make.
That's a decision. You say, you know what? This is what it looks like. But remember, it just said that the Lord delivered Lot.
Yes.
Who'd he deliver? He delivered Dale. Even in all this vexation that was going around, Dale. So I don't cling to that the problem's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't cling to look what's happening. I'm just using soul realm at that point.
Right.
I'm living out of my experience. I'm living out, well, you got to live out of the Word.
Yes.
And the Word said he delivered Lot.
Yes,
that's
he
right.
He delivers. So that's the word that I use. Mm-hmm. I don't care what's going on.
Yeah.
It's working out for Dale. Why? Because I'm Lot in this situation. Mm-hmm. Right?
That's
so
right.
You're Lot.
Yeah.
He loves you. He's looking out for you. He cares about you. And we actually feel
yeah.
sorry.
Yeah.
That for people that live in a state of not knowing who they are, who God made them. So if you don't know who you are, right? Yeah. Then you believe that you're something else. Yeah. And you, whatever you believe you are is how you behave.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys watched earlier in the week, we had Nancy Dufresne on Victory.
Oh, good, yes.
And Nancy Dufresne said some amazing things in the 15 minutes that we had her on. We can't show you the whole thing, but I want to play for you this clip from Nancy Dufresne from a couple of days ago, and listen carefully to what she says, because this will bless you, and this will equip you going forward.
Yes.
So good.
You know, one of the flows of God, of His help to our life, is before a need ever shows up, He'll give us our answer. If we'll pay attention to what He's speaking to us, He will load us with our answer before our need shows up. And just before the coronavirus pandemic even surfaced, God spoke to me two things, and I fed that to our congregation. And the first thing that God gave us was this: tell your need what God says. You know, we're so good at many times, and we should be, telling God our need. But faith is going to do something more than that. It's going to tell our need what God says. And He gave us the scripture found in Psalms chapter 37, verses 18 and 19. In the NIV translation, it says this: the blameless spend their days under the Lord's care, and their inheritance will endure forever. The thing I love about that is He's letting us know that the covenant that holds our inheritance, that it doesn't fluctuate with economic times, with social unrest or political unrest, that our inheritance endures. It's the same because our inheritance flows from God, who is unchanging. And so God was telling our people, telling our congregation, telling us to not expect that there has to be a change in supply for our lives, because our inheritance is unchanging. That verse goes on and says this: in times of disaster, they will not wither. That means nothing of ours dries up. Our finances don't dry up. Our businesses don't dry up. And then the verse goes on and says this: in days of famine, they will enjoy plenty. So this is the plan for God's people, that when unrest or upheaval happens, that we are to tell any needs that surface, I have an inheritance, I have a covenant. And because of that, nothing of mine dries up, nothing of mine withers, and I will enjoy plenty in the days of famine. When there's not enough going on in the world, going around in the world, I'll have more than enough. And so God told us this before we even had the coronavirus pandemic surface. He was letting us know that when a need shows up, tell your need what God says. And so it's so important that we talk our covenant at a time when needs try to surface and try to be different than what we wish them to be.
Praise God. Speaking to your situation, your words mattered. We've been talking about this the whole program, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not.
Yes.
Your words create, according to Scripture, your reality.
Tell your need what God says.
Tell it. Speak to that mountain. I can hear Brother Dad Hagin's voice right now. Speak to that mountain.
That's right.
Hell. So Jesus is out in the middle of the lake, right?
Yeah. Well, here's where.
Go ahead, Miss Annette.
Shut up, Dad.
Yes, ma'am.
Go ahead.
Here's a good place to call in those things that be not as though they were.
Yeah.
Now, it's easy for me to say because I'm sitting in a really great place. Yeah. But
You haven't always been.
I haven't always been in a great place. But you have to call things that be not as though they were.
Yeah.
When things are going wrong and you're a graduate, you're just getting out of school.
Yes.
And it's looking like there's no hope for you.
Yes.
There's a really good place to put your feet in the ground and don't be moved.
Yes.
And call those things that be not as they were. Go to the scripture where it says, I am blessed beyond measure.
Amen.
It don't look like you're blessed at the time, but you have to call those things until they become what you're looking for.
That's right.
Speak to it.
You don't let go of the word that's in your heart.
Amen.
Faith-filled words dominate the law of sin and death.
That's it matters where you go to church. It matters who you surround yourself by.
Oh, it does.
So, I mean, if you're just now getting out of college or what, it matters where you're going to church. It matters where you're plugged in.
Yes.
So if you're not plugged in the right place, then you're not going to be learning the things that we're talking about. So I encourage you, get plugged in somewhere.
Yes.
If it's EMIC every Sunday and every Wednesday on this program, stay plugged into it.
So true. Listen, you know, we only have, we're down to just a few minutes left of today's program, which is so difficult because we can talk
about this
forever.
Yeah.
But listen, we just had somebody text a question in, and I want to read it to you. I'd love to share this with you. And the question was this: how do you know when what you, how do you know that when what you're speaking is the desired result, if what you're speaking is coming from your heart or your mind or your mouth?
It's going to have to come from God.
And that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think, listen, if the Word of God is in your heart, head, and mouth, I think you're okay.
Well, you're going to find the answer.
That's
you're going to find what you need in here.
Yeah, you're going to ask
the
Lord.
This is a great scripture, too. It's Psalm 115. I look at this often. The heavens are the Lord's, but the earth He has given to the children of men.
Yes.
He did not give the earth to the children of men to sit and say, things don't look good. He said, the earth has been given to the children of the earth.
Yes.
So we call those things that we call to us what we want. You call it to yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
right. You have to call these things of God to yourself.
Yes.
And I'm telling you, you stay with it, you'll get it.
That's right.
I'm living.
Yeah, I'd like to sit down and talk to that person for a while. And talk, you know.
Praise God.
It's a question you need to answer over, it takes about 15 minutes or so to really work with somebody or something like that.
Yeah, so
love
good.
To.
I love it. Well, listen, we are down literally to the just last minute or two. And I mean, I hope that this has been an encouraging time for you. You know, you can either be your own best friend or your own worst enemy with your words. And I think it's so important that we refocus, we stop. We evaluate and we speak.
Yeah.
We stop.
Yeah.
We evaluate and we speak.
Yes.
And and that's what we're leading into today.
And don't be afraid to be honest with
God. That's right.
But you have to get honest with yourself first.
That's right.
That's right.
You can't be honest with Him until you're honest with yourself.
So good. Any other big rock takeaways?
Little
big
anybody?
Rock takeaways. Big
we're
rock
closing takeaways. Out today. All right.
Well, I would say this. See.
Forgive me, Dale, for telling you to shut up.
Oh, I love you.
That was the big rock, actually.
Yeah.
Seed.
Well, seed. Time.
And harvest.
And harvest.
That's right. You got to sow the seed.
Don't forget the time.
Give it some time.
We were over in Ireland.
That's
And we were at the Cliffs of Moher.
Right.
Yeah.
And we couldn't even see.
Wow.
So Lauren comes up to me, my daughter, and she says, Daddy, speak to the house.
Wow.
Tell them to leave.
15 seconds.
I said, okay. I said, clear up. It didn't clear up. She asked why. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, why?
That's it.
He said, give me some time. Next morning, it was clear.
That's there you right. go.
Listen,
it's never clear in the morning.
Listen, let the dirt do its work. Plant seeds with your mouth. Let time have its perfect way in your life. We're so excited you joined us today on Your Home Group. Listen, the weekend is just around the corner right here at Eagle Mountain International Church. We are back. We are back having services. Listen, two services this weekend. We've got a 9 a.m. and an 11 a.m. service. Can't wait to see you there at 10 a.m. Remember this. We love you.
God loves you.
And
Jesus is Lord.
Good
night. See you Sunday, everybody.
See you Sunday. Yeah, that's right.